Hello, everybody in Audio Boomland. This is a random boo. We haven't done a boom boo for a long time. In fact, it was it boo when we did it? Like, no, it wasn't. We did one from the plane. Yeah. But we haven't done one since we've been here, apart from the February, which really should now be February.
We really haven't done a proper one.
My fat boomerang won't come back. What?
We really haven't done a proper one from the flat either.
No, we haven't.
No.
Well, we'll do one when we get back. Mm-hmm. So, we'll do one when we get back.
He's asleep, big mouth.
That ain't going to wake her up.
You don't know that.
That is not going to wake her up. When she's got your mum snoring her head off next to her. We can hear it vibrating through the frigging wall. So that is not, if that, me singing my head off, is not going to wake her up. Is it?
Not, it might not wake her up, but I don't want to hear my bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first. She doesn't want to hear a motherfucking bitch. Sorry, I couldn't wait to get back into this accent again. God, I'm miserable.
We have
just had peach cobbler.
With vanilla ice cream.
It is cobbler, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, with vanilla ice cream. Very nice. Indeed. And now I feel very full. And
before that, you had chicken, and we had chicken enchiladas.
Chicken enchiladas.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Oh, please. What else have we been doing? We've been bowling, but we covered that in Audio Boom. Sorry, February.
This past Saturday, we went to the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's one of the reasons we wanted to do a boo.
You got to try the Cheesecake Factory.
I've actually been to the Cheesecake Factory. And, well, friggin' well worth it. It was, too.
It was very good. And the portion sizes are huge.
What did you eat?
I had the
burger. I mean, I know what you had, but...
I know. It was a cheeseburger, but then on top of it, it's an appetizer that they have, or a starter. See, I know both. I know the American word and the English word. Mm-hmm. But they have fried macaroni and cheese balls. And what it is, it's like a breading or a batter on the outside and creamy macaroni and cheese in the middle. It's very, very good.
And that's in a burger?
It was on top of the
on
burger.
On top of an actual burger.
Yeah, it was very good. And I got... Shut up. You tried it and it wasn't...
Tried it, and what did I say? I said it's not as revolting as I imagined it would be, but it's not certainly anything I would order.
But if you were given it, you would eat it.
Only if I was starving.
Bullshit. That's not what you said.
I'd rather eat that.
You're talking a load of rubbish now, because that's not what you said.
Okay. I would probably eat it if it was put in front of me, out of politeness.
He would eat it because he just doesn't turn down food unless it's liver.
And then I had...
But I also had fries, or chips. But no, these are actual fries. They were too small to be good chips. Mm. And I didn't eat them because Darren got a side of... sweet potato fries that would have fed 5 people.
Easily. Yeah. With some to spare. Because I decided that, you know, it's the Cheesecake Factory. So you don't want to take your eye off the ball and, you know, eat something too big and then you can't eat the cheesecake. So I just had an appetizer, which was
a starter,
whatever. it was chicken pot stickers. Stickers, which is, what is it?
It's like Oriental dumplings. Did it have chicken inside of it?
Oriental dumplings with chicken inside, yeah. With
soy ginger
and sesame seed sauce, which was nice. It was nice until I got to the end. And then it got very vinegary. So there was like a lot of sauce I didn't eat because it was a little bit too sharp.
Maybe it wasn't stirred up enough.
Yeah, maybe. And then this bloody massive platter of sweet potato fries, which were absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, they were. They were really, really good. Oh, and he had the strawberry lemonade stuff to drink that was really, really good. But I didn't like the, like around the rim of the glass, they put sugar, which I could have done without that. Yeah. But outside of that, it was really good.
And then we had the main event, which was the cheesecake.
I got, you got this Adam peanut butter something. I can't remember the exact name, but it was, it had like peanut butter on the top and like Butterfingers in it and whipped cream and the cheesecake and like a, just the normal, like the base for it. Like, I guess traditionally it's like a graham cracker thing, or you could use like digestives and make it.
And I had a pineapple upside down cheesecake, which was basically a pineapple upside down cake on top of a cheesecake. Actually, no, it wasn't. It was that kind of high from the base to the top to the cream on the top. That it actually, they served it on its side, if you see what I mean. And it was very nice. I couldn't eat it all, so they boxed it up.
Yeah, we both brought those home.
And we also ordered an extra cheesecake each. Was it an extra cheesecake each?
Not a whole one, a piece.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
An extra order of cheesecake each. Both ordered tiramisu cheesecake to take home.
I shared mine with two people. Darren ate his entire one by himself.
Of course I did.
I shared mine with Ashley, my daughter, and my mom. So
that was three people.
Well, I shared it with two. Two extra people. So three altogether, yes, okay, got it. You know, I love you, but you're a pain in the ass sometimes.
So what it was, I mean, you, all that sweet stuff, all that sugar, and that drink was really quite sickly.
It was good, though.
It was good, but it was really sickly. Too much sugar. So you was kind of like floating up in the air.
It would have been better without the sugary stuff on the outside. That made it worse, I think.
You was floating in the clouds with all the bloody sugar, but you kept grounded by the weight of all the food that you ate. So, gosh.
And then, let's see. What else have we done? Oh, I actually got him to go shopping one day. It didn't kill you. We went to Walmart.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like Asda in the UK. And for those of you who do not know, Walmart owns Asda.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't know until like a week or so before we left.
There you go. And I'm being very good. I'm drinking lots of ginger tea.
Yep.
And peppermint tea.
Flavored water.
The occasional coffee.
And not too many at all.
Flavored water. The occasional can of root beer. So I'm being very sensible.
Yep.
With how I'm eating this time around, because I wasn't overly well last time.
Not the last two times. Well, the last time was better than the first.
Yeah, but the first time I was eating all that toffee and just trying all this new stuff.
Yeah.
And I just think I ate that much rubbish that my stomach didn't agree with it at all.
Nope.
I haven't been too bad this time around.
Saturday we're going bowling again.
Yes, we are.
For my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And before that we're going out to dinner with my parents and my daughter and son-in-law, and I don't know if the two kids are going or not.
Uh-huh.
I hope not. I mean, I don't know.
I never said that.
I said it because I love them, but my goodness.
Yeah, they are a handful.
Yeah.
Is that the nice polite way of putting it?
Yeah.
Pain in the ass is the other way of putting it.
Stop it.
Kinsey's all right, actually.
That's my girl.
Kinsey's okay when she's not being pestered. When she's left to do her own thing,
yeah,
she's quite happy.
She loves my iPad.
You know, if she's left to do her own thing and she's not pestered by Connor and she's not being kind of
shouted at
and heckled by people who are supposed to be her role models. She's actually okay.
Yeah.
She's a very quiet girl, very happy girl.
She loves the iPad.
She loves the iPad.
She likes to watch YouTube with Play-Doh people and this other something toys. They show a lot of different Frozen things. She loves Frozen.
Yeah. She should sleep in air. She'd certainly freeze in air.
I don't mean frozen like that, silly. Her room is all done and frozen.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
Even it's a literal igloo.
Even little, like, things on the fan. There's frozen things up there.
Yeah. It's a frozen fan. A bit like Kinsey.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a frozen fan.
Oh, my God. Like, duh, I got it.
Okay. And we found a new game.
Oh, yes.
Called Audio Defender Zombie Arena.
You've just audio defense.
It might be audio defense.
It's what my if I go to the
okay.
game.
Oh, in that case, it is. It's audio defense. Dobby Arena. Harry Potter.
It's fun, but I get really aggravated sometimes.
It is actually. When we get back to the UK, I'll do a demo, a walkthrough of a couple of the challenges in it. I'll hook it up to my mixer and do a demo because it's really good. What would really make it incredibly immersive an experience is if you had more movement of your own character. So it's like a first-person shooter kind of thing. But basically, you can only stand on the spot and spin and turn. You can't walk around, and you just have all these zombies coming at you and different power ups and stuff like that. But it's really good for the price, which I think it's £2.99 UK pounds. £2.99. It's really worth it because it's got a tremendous replay value. And you can pit your scores against other people on Game Center.
I wasn't sure I'd like it, but I do.
Sorry?
I wasn't sure that I'd like it, but I do.
Well, you just like a challenge, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not going to mention the right to complete one of the challenges for you.
Shut
the mother up.
You know,
mm-hmm.
There are some times when I just think you're an absolute pain in the ass. No, I'm good. Just kidding.
I'm doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
See, when you went stew and we go home. What? Buddy's not here.
Sorry, no, I had a frog in my throat.
You did not.
It was more of a mouse, actually. Yeah, it's so if you go to the...
He's addicted to stew, for those of you who don't know.
If you go to the App Store and do a search for Audio Defense, it's by the same people that make Papa Sangre and Nightjar, which I've also downloaded and purchased. And I'm kind of semi-way through each of those games, and they seem pretty good. Challenging, yet fairly basic. But they've got, I think Nightjar has got Benedict Cumberland sausage in there. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And Papa Sangre 2 has Sean Bean in there. Which, for those of you that don't know, he was Boromir in Lord of the Rings, and he's also one of the characters in Game of Thrones. So they've got some, and I don't think they weren't designed for the VI market. They were designed for the general public market. They just happen to be kind of audio-only games. So I'd be interested to see how a sighted person would get on with it, having, you know, just relying on your sight most of the time. I guess that's why they didn't include the complication of being able to walk about, because that would be a little bit more... You know, a little bit too. You've got to be a lot more spatially aware. And it's only those blinkies that are really spatially aware in the dark. If you don't believe me, have a power cut and find out who falls over the most.
Oh, I can tell a really funny story about a power cut.
Go for it. While we're on the subject.
We had a power cut here once, and my daughter was in the bathroom. She was taking a bath, and the power went out. She hopped up out of that bathroom and said, "Oh, hell no." And they were scrambling around trying to find candles and flashlights and whatever, and I just calmly went, "Oh, hi. Welcome to my world." Kyle, my son-in-law, cracked up laughing. He thought it was funny, and everybody else was like, "That's just not funny at all."
Yes.
I was rather amused.
Yeah, so...
Oh, yeah, and I have to say I was wrong.
Mm.
We did audio boo from the flat because we told about my ring.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. We've still got some February stuff to catch up on. We've got 19 to 25 to catch up on.
We can do some tomorrow.
We can do a couple tomorrow, do a couple the next day, perhaps. I'll go and have a look at the website and find the subject, what's it. I think that's it, isn't it? Visa application's been sent off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's been sent off and received.
A week tomorrow.
A week tomorrow. So another 2 or 3 weeks and we will have our decision.
I mean, it won't make us, like, get the leave any sooner, but...
No. No.
I mean, you know.
Be nice.
I am being nice, but I want to go home.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I'm quite itching to get back home again. Because we have a wedding to plan for.
Yes, we do.
We have stuff to do.
Oh, please.
This is the royal we.
Mm.
That's
in Helen and I. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Uh-huh. You're a brat.
I know, but you're lucky.
So, By the simple need for me to go to the bathroom, we will end it here.
Are you serious? I just said that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Gotta brush my teeth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why she's finding it so funny. I just think she's mother mad.
I am.
Yeah. Like, give her 5 minutes and she'll be asleep. She's got herself all comfortable under a little snuggly thing.
I'm not comfortable by any means.
Okay, she's got herself under a snuggly thing. She'll still be asleep in 5 minutes.
What the fuck are you trying to say?
We were watching Doctor Who the other day. Oh, and the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that.
Darren, shut up.
Shut up. Oh, goodness gracious me. Darren, shut the fuck up.
I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm, that's what you meant.
But it ain't what I said.
Yeah. we've been trying to watch this two-parter, the last two Doctor Who's of David Tennant's reign.
It was time.
And it's taken 5 attempts for us to get to the end. I've watched it all 5 frigging times.
I was tired.
And then when it came to watching the final episode, still fell asleep.
Listen, I'm not used to putting up with 2 screaming, squawking kids in the house and other people that yell at everybody. And I'm just
We see Helen and Jeff quite a lot.
Shut up. You leave them out of it. We're not talking about them. I want to get back and see them, actually. Thank you very much. I do.
Oh, dear. If you're listening, guys, I do apologise.
No, he doesn't.
No, I don't.
Get cheeky shit.
Oh, look at her. Tell she's back in America. She's swearing again. See, I can do it now.
For a minute.
Yeah. Right. So that'll do it for this boom. And quickly, my opinion on the thing about people having to sign in to listen to your booze. What a load of
crap!
What a load of nonsense! If you seriously think audio boom, anyone is going to sign in just to listen to someone's audio blogs, you are seriously screwed in the head.
There's a way around it, though.
Yes, we've found a way around it, thanks to Claire Randall. And it works very well. And it also means that you can download your own booze. You can go to your own booze via the website and download your own content. So, audio boo, up yours. And I really do hope that another service comes along that allows you to do the same thing and really everybody moves over to that. So everybody download your own content so you can be prepared to move it over when audio boom goes tits up, which is bound to after this colossal brain fart they've had.
Are you finished ranting now?
Yes, I am. Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.